Good morning and welcome in. It's time again for the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVSC. Hope your Saturday and your week is off to a terrific start. My name is Gary David. A reminder, our best Gamecock coverage with the Florida Gators as the Gamecocks are down in the swamp today. At noon kickoff on ESPN, our best Gamecock coverage with Christopher Thompson and his team starts just as soon as we wrap up here this morning, 9 o'clock here on WVOC. Coming up, we'll talk to Larry Harris from Classic Systems. We'll talk about keeping your home air, and henceforth, as a result, you and your family's air safer to breathe, including the exciting new Solo that they have. He'll tell us about that, and we'll talk a bit about mold remediation, too, because that's a business that he's been in for a number of years, so we'll get you some tips on that. Trey Powell will also be joining us from Mosquito Joe. He'll be here in the next half hour. We start this morning with Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Good moving. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good moving, good morning, sir.
Stole your line from you this time, man. How are you, brother?
Yes, sir, you did.
I hope you don't mind. Goodness sakes. All right, we're into the weekend, and it's a busy time for you guys. How is business these days, by the way?
It's still very plentiful. There's still a lot of people out there moving. A lot of people wait until 3 or 4 days before they need to move, before they start reaching out for movers.
Okay, big problem right there. Tell us why, Michael.
A lot of us are booked out several weeks to a month and a half, depending. Right. And it makes it difficult, you know, because you certainly want to help. You know, I know I want to help everyone I can, but it certainly makes it trying for some of those short notice ones.
Yeah. It's even tough to get a rental truck on short notice like that sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Trucks are still pretty scarce. So you certainly got to know where they're at to be able to find them.
You know, when we talk every couple of weeks, I mean, one of the things that we sometimes get into is the idea that, you know, in your industry, it's a reflection to a great extent of the economy. You know, are people buying and selling homes, such as this and that? What about, and I'm interested in this because we were talking about this on the show last week on Columbia's Morning News about, you know, the economy overall, specifically retail commercial properties with so many people. And listen, there's a misnomer out there that just about everybody's still working from home. There are those instances. There's a lot of jobs where obviously people can't do that. But of those who can, there's still a lot of people that are working from home and, you know, surveys say, for the most part, they kind of enjoy it. Are you seeing from your side of the business any kind of impact on commercial real estate here?
Well, I will tell you, in the last 3 to 4 weeks, commercial certainly has picked up. You know, we've moved a couple of doctor practices, a couple of offices, downtown, people upgrading their office space. You know, I mean, it's been extremely busy.
Yeah, maybe it's just me, but I have great concerns about the commercial real estate market here. I mean, who knows how this is all going to wind up one of these days? I keep expecting to hear downsizing for, you know, at least when it comes to real estate for the commercial market. But we'll see how that all goes, I guess, as we work our way through it.
I can certainly say, I mean, I heard that too, but you know, the call volume doesn't reflect that.
Well, that's good to know. And something else that we're seeing a lot of, and you and I talked about this several weeks back, that South Carolina has become maybe United Van Lines or somebody like that released a survey that talked about, I think we were the third most moved into state in the country. Do you recall that?
I have been getting a lot of calls from out of state from people coming in state, either doing it on their own and just looking for labor to unload their trucks or, you know, doing the whole move for them. Certainly higher than normal as far as volume is concerned.
So would you, from your experience here in the last, 6 months, 9 months, a year, what have you, is that what you've seen too? There are more people are coming in than are going out?
Yes. That is 100% correct. There's certainly a lot higher volume for coming into state versus going out of state.
Give us some tips here, Michael. If again, I'm just guessing here that when it comes to move-ins, it's not like somebody's calling you from California saying, hey, drive out here to California, load us up, move us back to the East Coast into Columbia or what have you. But so yours is more the other way around where people are moving out. But for those who are, I mean, are there things that you need to prepare for as a homeowner? Is it different when you're looking at an out-of-state move versus an in-state or an across-town move as far as your preparation as a homeowner?
The biggest part of that, honestly, is the way you pack, because you've got more miles, you've got more drive time, you've got more road vibration. So yeah. You just need to make sure to protect those sentimental items, those fragile items. You got to protect them a little bit better. You got to be more intentional about the way that you wrap and pad and protect them. I will say, you know, for people out of state coming in state, on my website, I do have an inventory they can go through and do for me. So I can still, you know, generate, you know, pretty solid estimates, you know, for moving people, you know, into the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to take care of them correctly.
Do you do a lot of that? Actually leave the state with an empty, you know, with nothing in the truck and, you know, drive somewhere out of state and pack somebody up and bring them back? I mean, is that a decent percentage of your business when it comes to interstate moving?
I'd say it's about 20%. Yes,
really?
Sir.
Really? Okay, good. And again, people might be surprised. We're talking about the moving squad. Y'all are local movers. You're not some big interstate company. But there are certainly advantages to using somebody like the moving squad for an out-of-state move. Tell us what some of those are, Michael.
I will say the one of the biggest benefits is the time that you spend without your furniture. Because I will say at about 1,000 miles, I am about 10% more on the final invoice. But I always say if you factor in those 3 or so weeks without your items, you know, having to jump couches or pay for a hotel room, you know, the inconvenience of sleeping on a blow-up mattress, you know, I'm extremely competitive. I load your items. Your items are the only ones on my truck. And then I drive straight to your unload and I unload it. So you're only without your items a day or two, depending on exactly just how far your move is. But, you know, with the do-it-yourself, the main thing is just, you know, being prepared. Don't wait till the last minute to get everything packed. You usually want to start 3 to 4 weeks out,
mm-hmm.
You know, because moving is supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be a fun day. It's not supposed to be a stress-filled day. You know, having the utilities set up ahead of time, you know, don't try to do it all on the same day. You know, do it a day ahead.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Since you brought up a packing thing here, I mean, so as a homeowner, you're getting ready to make a move, whether it's across the country or across town. How do you know, regardless, you should start a couple of weeks out and getting your act together here, right? So if you're going to start packing some stuff up early, I mean, what are your tips on how to prioritize what you go ahead and pack now and what you wait for the last couple of days? It may be common sense for a lot of people, but I don't know. You got any tips you can share with us on that?
Yes, sir. I will say on the website, I do have a 6-week checklist to kind of help guide you, but the biggest thing is your everyday items. I kind of refer to it as the last minute box, but the everyday items that you use every day, you know, go ahead and get some paper and plastic, you know, go ahead and pack all the dishes, you know, a week ahead of time and just use paper and plastic as you finish out, you know, up to your move date there. But, you know, think of it as a long vacation, go ahead and get the suitcases packed. And whatever you're not going to need for that week of the move, go ahead and get it into a box, you know, get it protected, get it packed. And that way, you know, you're not waking up that morning when you go to load your truck and, oh, I'm going to put that in the car. Well, the car's only got so much room. So it is eye-opening sometimes on how much people feel they can put into their car and then how much I've got to add to my truck at the end of the load.
Yeah, funny how the car always seems to shrink on times like that.
Yes, sir, it does.
There are certain things, though, that you do want to put in your car or your own vehicle, right?
Yeah, you know, things that have high retail value to you, you know, sentimental value. I always kind of refer it to, you know, 5 boxes of books versus 5 boxes of china. You know, I can put all those boxes of books on a dolly and I can go. The China, I'm going to hand carry each one of those. And, you know, those are the heirlooms. Those are the items as far as, you know, using your back seat for, you know, thinking ahead of time. And I will say, I know it's the one of the most important things people do when they buy a TV is they put that empty TV box on the curb and let everyone know that they got a new TV.
Yeah.
But put that TV box up in your attic, throw it in the carport or the garage, because you are going to need it. There will be a time that you will need that box, period. And regardless of the aftermarket boxes, the best box for your TV is the box that it came in.
And not just the box, but all the innards to that box too, I guess, right? All the styrofoam and everything else.
Comes in there.
So you're you know, doing what you ought to do as a homeowner. You got a move coming up. You're starting to pack things away now, you know, several weeks in advance. Talk to us about the importance of organizing what you put in what boxes. How do you label them? I mean, what do you do?
The best way that I've come up with, you know, when my guys pack, is we use the color coding system, and you color code by rooms, you know, because penmanship is one thing, but you know what I think is great penmanship.
Are you talking about
chicken scratch?
Are you talking about me here?
Yes, I know mine's horrible, but you know. You know, everything with the yellow sticker on it goes to the kitchen. Everything with the blue sticker on it goes to the master. Everything with a green sticker goes to bedroom one. And then, you know, brown sticker, bedroom two. And it makes life a lot easier. It makes it easier when you're stacking. You know, you label your first and second night boxes that you want to get your hands on, that you need to have at your unload. You label those boxes and you have several stickers on those, you know, showing that box out. I always say any bed that slept in the night before the load, keep an extra large box beside that bed. So when you wake up that morning, you strip your linen straight into that box.
Mm-hmm.
So that evening, all you got to do is get that box and that bed back together and you're sleeping. So it makes it a lot more convenient.
And this is more than just really about convenience or being able to, you know, get your home set up quicker once you get there, what have you. I mean, this can save you money, right?
Yes, sir. It can certainly save you quite a bit of money. You know, just being organized, just knowing where things are going. And you always want to be intentional with your packing. Don't just throw it into a box. You know, don't mix rooms in boxes. You know, even if it causes you to grab an extra box or two, when you go to unpack, it's a lot easier when everything in that box stays within that room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have to dig into some boxes, it makes it fewer boxes you got to dig into.
Sure. And as it comes to cost savings, because if, you know, for somebody who hasn't moved in a long time or has maybe forgotten, I mean, we're talking about the cost is we're talking about a per hour rate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And those minutes are all over the move, and you can either leave them out there or you can, you know, take control of those and make sure you got a good invoice, you know, a budget-friendly invoice at the end of your move.
There you go. All right, and about 2 minutes we got left here, Michael. How about a couple of quick tips for folks who, again, want to pack their own stuff and move their own their own things? I mean, loading a truck, it's not something that we necessarily know how to do, right?
Yeah, loading your trucks, you know, you want to start with your base items, your heavier stuff. Always making sure to pay attention to your finishes. You know, drawers are always towards the bulkhead of the truck. You always make sure you pad your drawers. Don't use tape on your drawers. Use plastic wrap or you have the big rubber bands you can get. As far as your dresser drawers are concerned, you want to make sure to remove all your knickknacks. You know, clothing doesn't move inside the drawers, but all the little things you have in the drawers that aren't clothes go all over the place. You know, as far as just loading the truck in general, you know, us old schoolers, we know Tetris.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the main thing is you start, you know, once you get the base in and you get it padded and you get it protected correctly, you just don't grab the first box that comes to you. You want to grab, you know, you want to get 7 to 10 boxes out there and then you start putting, you know, everything together so that you can stack it in there tight. Because the tighter your load is, the less road vibration you're going to have, which gives you a better opportunity to make sure that everything's safe. And as far as packing the actual boxes, when you're talking about your glassware,
yeah,
You want to think in squares or rectangles. And that's the way you wrap and pad. You know, there's no such thing as too much padding. You know, when you're talking about your china, your crystal, you know, your important items. As far as just making sure that everything arrives in the manner in which you want it to arrive.
You mentioned earlier, Michael, you've got a lot of, and it's a wealth of information at y'all's website with tips for preparing for the move, for making that move and all that. So why don't you give us that website address where people can check all that out?
Yes. www.movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. And I want to say it's under the contents, moving resources tab. But, you know, please take a look, and there's a lot of useful tips on there as far as just helping you get organized and stay ahead of the game instead of getting behind it.
All right. If you're getting ready to make that move and you want to get a hold of you guys in the Movie Squad, how can folks do that, Mr. Nicholson?
That is 915-SQUAD, 915-7782. Please always remember the website. And as always, our ORSPSE is 9859.
All right, Michael Nicholson from the Moving Squad. Appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. God bless. Go Cox.